Taking care of our bees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Where you have bees, they're going to be out in force. And the problem is there's some areas that don't have any left because they really don't have any wild honeybees anymore because of the varroa mites, the tracheal mites, and the Nosema, and a few other diseases that have wiped them out in the past few years. So there's actually areas in Tennessee that don't have any, and people are finding out that they're having to get into beekeeping, to even have a garden or have an apple tree in their backyard and get anything off of it that's worth eating.
With spring blooms all around us, you may or may not have noticed the bees buzzing all around as well. State apiarist Mike Studer says where Tennessee once had over 100,000 colonies, today that number is down to more like 12,000, and that's caused a lot of concern. And the state is working to protect our bees and beekeepers by now allowing beekeepers to register their colonies online.
It doesn't cost anything to register. Inspections are free. We have some state or some local county associations that have volunteer inspectors that I've trained or that were trained by UT that will come out and inspect your colonies if you have a problem and try and help you figure out what's wrong. We're here to help the beekeepers and help get everything pollinated. And the main reason for registration is prevention of disease.
And Studer says state laws require that beekeepers to register their colonies with the state, and they must re-register every 3 years, again, at no cost. And the state apiarist says that new bee master classes are now being offered by the University of Tennessee across the state. And by completing this course, beekeepers qualify for a 50% cost share from the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program.
It's one of the things they want to do is educate the beekeepers before they give them 50% so that they know what they're doing so they can keep their bees alive. And that's what we want is more bees for pollination for the state of Tennessee.
Really important to protect Tennessee's honeybees. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.